new under 19 season gets underway on Saturday for a tough trip away to Catalan. You looking forward to it?
Yeah, really looking forward to that one. It was a highlight of the season last year when we went over there. We managed to get a win in the last second with a Jordan Lilly drop goal, so it was a real good challenge for us. So we're looking forward to that, and it should, if we get a victory there and play well, set us up for the rest of the season.
A lot of the boys featured in the pre-season games. Are you pleased with how they come along and how they've got through pre-season?
Yeah, those pre-season games were tough for us. Quite a lot of young lads played against some older teams there, against Featherstone and Doncaster and Hunslet earlier on in the year as well. So that were really tough for them. They performed really well. And I got to know a little bit more about the younger players in the squad, which are new to us. So yeah, really pleasing how pre-season went. And to get a couple of wins within there as well was good.
Is this the best balanced squad we've had at under-19s level in terms of the age group since it became one team?
Yeah, so there were a little bit of a change when they went to under-19s and essentially merged three age groups. This is probably the most balanced, where the youngest age group have really added to our group. So you've got the older end that have been there for a couple of years and know what the competition's all about. Middle age group are used to the competition now, and the youngest age group have come in and really added to what we've got and are exciting prospects as well as a group. So yeah, all good.
Does it help you in terms of developing the players when they look and see someone like Jordan Lilly who's got his chance now in the first team and has been able to use the under-19 as a real springboard onto first team rugby?
Yeah, with the right attitude and a bit of talent. Surely they know anything is possible there for them. We'll put them, give them a place in the first team if they're playing well and trained well. And the need is there as well. So Jordan's done a great job, and Ashton Golding as well slightly before that. So the sky's the limit for these young fellas, and they're always looking forward and aiming for that spot in the first team.
It'd be a good experience for them as well, travelling with the first team squad, overnight stay in France to prepare for the game against Catalans. In terms of a learning experience, it'd be good for those 19s boys.
Yeah, we went in and out on the day last year, which was an experience for them. We're going to do it slightly different this year, where we're stopping the night before as well. So they've got to deal with stopping in the hotel and filling their own time and managing their time, so they're in good nick to take to the field on 3 o'clock on Saturday. So all really good for them, positive, and hopefully, like I said earlier, if we play well and get a decent result, then it sets us in good stead for the rest of the year.
And a number of the lads have been training with the first team squad, especially with the injuries we've had. Good experience for them to be around the first team squad.
Yeah, we're pretty organised with the timetable of our younger players at the moment. Johnny Waynouse heads up their timetables along with Simon Bell, so we know when they're available to train. So a lot of those lads have been joining in with first team sessions. That's invaluable experience for the young lads. They pick little things up that it can take years to develop if they don't have that exposure.